Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are we? All right, enough fooling around. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It is a Wednesday here. And more importantly, OTAs
are here, baby. They are on the field as we speak. Well, I guess they're in the
bubble. They're in the bubble. Yeah. If you can look outside your window right now in the greater Houston area, you will see the color gray, baby.
Yep. This football weather to me, man. it better be out on the field.
It is indeed. It is football weather. Let's get going here on this Wednesday. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And let us know. I forgot what I was going to ask. What does constitute as a setting foot in a particular state? Because I kind of like.
Oh yeah, I do.
I kind of like some of the things that have come in from the 929 on the text line. No airports, gas station, rest stops, or fast food. I do like the idea.
You got to have a meal there,
and I kind of like that. At least feel like you've experienced the area.
Do you have to do a chain restaurant or something?
No, you
local?
Can go to Chili's. I guess you have to sit down.
I feel like
have
you,
a meal.
You should do something that is local,
yes,
something that's
yes.
mom and pop.
Yeah.
I feel like some instances.
So if you're driving through a state and you stop at Chili's, you can say, hey, I've been to that state.
I'll let the people adjudicate this. 713-572-4610 or appreciations to the Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams. My bad.
Yeah.
Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. But let's get to it. It's OTA days, and D'Amico always talks about competition. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this. What is the most real and most important of the competitions that are there that begin today with OTAs?
Yes, yeah, and we definitely want to dig in on that. I do want to give a little bit of news that's breaking. I don't know. That's too big to say breaking. A little bit of news coming out of OTAs.
You want the breaking news sound?
No.
Sure.
But it is an eyebrow raiser.
People love the sounders.
It is an eyebrow raiser.
This went from breaking news to an eyebrow raiser
yes.
in like 5 seconds.
Well,
it is
interesting. No. So two notable non-participants at Texans OTAs.
Oh, yes.
According to Jonathan Alexander.
Oh,
the first one, okay, no big deal to me anyway. Joe Mixon.
And we knew that. Aaron Wilson was high on that. And I'm actually interested to see what that is because that is probably one of the competition that I find is interesting. I don't know that I'd raise it to the level as most important for the competition that this team has, but finding out what that running back room is, specifically with Damian Pierce, can he exist in a place where he is a 1B?
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, he is obviously your running back too. However, he is capable. Mm-hmm. Should you have another stretch of Joe Mixon missing games?
Yeah.
Of toting the rock in a way that is palatable, that is passable? Because he got passed up for Cam Akers last time, right?
Second one is I want to gauge the temperature of the room. Christian Harris.
Oh, no, baby. Oh, no. I don't like that. Like, and this is the thing.
Gauging the temperature of the room.
I'm used to it. Yeah. I've become accustomed to it.
Boy.
All right, we now
kind of
wish
Sean on that one.
Yeah. We free you to your vacation via con deals.
Christian Harris.
Yeah, that one hit me. Does that make that linebacker competition more important?
I don't know what it does. It's just OTAs. But, I mean, obviously it's voluntary. But it's Christian Harris.
What is his deal?
What is his deal? That is the best way to put it.
Like, what is his deal? And obviously that sounds very pejorative, judgmental towards him as an individual. I mean that to be all encompassing, which is what is happening with him? Because we know in the circumstance of best case scenario when he is playing, he is very good. Mm-hmm. But there's just been a barrier to him playing. Yeah. And at this point, just not being able to be here for OTAs. And as you did mention, like there's a voluntary aspect of this. Like it could just be that he's dealing with some personal, what have you. It could be a lot of other things. But with the backdrop of last year, him missing all these games to what was that, week 15? Yeah. Was it 14 or 15?
And then when he was healthy?
And then when he had a healthy scratch, ostensibly, and some of these other games, this does not quiet my nerves. But I guess what helps me is that you've addressed that position to a point where you have Aziz, you have Henry, you also have EJ Speed. And so you've got a level of depth, but I really wanted him to get in here. And I guess, actually, I've talked myself down the ledge. If he ends up being there for training camp, cool. And you have your three that I think you would really want to lean upon linebacker-wise.
Yeah, I think that last part you said with them having EJ Speed and, you know, Henry Toa, Lopez going to hate this, but it is what it is with him,
It is what it is.
If he's there, cool. If he's not, I'm glad they kind of addressed it. I'm glad they didn't say, nah, no EJ Speed because we got Christian Harris. Well, I felt like they were loading up at linebacker just in case he wasn't available.
I want to agree with you both. I really do. I want to agree with you because it's just OTAs. You know,
it is.
It's voluntary. It's early, et cetera.
Is it a marathon, not a sprint? Does that one apply here?
It does.
Okay.
But here's
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Here's where I just like raise the old eyebrows. Like I said, like, oh, that's interesting. If there was a certain narrative about you, wouldn't you try to nip that in the bud and end it ASAP and just be out there?
Who's the narrative with?
Everybody.
Because that's the thing, right? Like
he hears it.
I hear you. And I don't think you're wrong in that regard. I think I'm just always very cognizant to try, or at least I try to be, to like let's be very particular who we're talking about.
Yeah.
With us,
yeah,
right? Us in front of these microphones, us out here, you know, talking on social media, us out here just on the outside of that building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got our questions as to what's happening with Christian Harris. Mind you, in a contract year for him, right? This is the final year of that rookie deal. And then you might have to make a decision on how you pay him, which is going to be an interesting proposition if this does end up being an issue, because the talent says one thing, the availability says something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
However, what is the narrative on him in that building, right? Like, and that's something I can't get a full gauge on.
You asked the question, what's going on? Like, in that building, you don't think they want to see him out there?
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, yes, but I don't... Yeah. This is where I'm always cognizant of, or I try to be careful. I use the word cognizant too much. Careful about what we know on the outside is not all that there is to be known.
Sure.
And then when we learn something isn't when something happened. Those are things that I try and be careful about. And do we know if there wasn't some conversation with Christian Harris, with D'Amico and Nick Caserio or whoever else as to, hey, just letting y'all know, I got this, and this. I'll catch y'all on the flip side or what have you. I don't know. So I think we'll get more data points as OTAs continue, as we get into training camp, those type of things, that will give us more of an insight into that. So I don't want to jump out the gym on that.
No, I don't either. Like I said, it just sort of hit me a little funny of all the things that could have not been there, it being him. It does tie into the question that you asked.
It does.
You know, where is the competition most real and most important? Let me add linebacker to my the two that came to mind were wide receiver and running back. That is the most important place to me where D'Amico Ryan's talking about competition, and I'm sure he's going to talk about it again today when we hear from him in the noon hour.
You will be hearing from D'Amico Ryan's today.
Not the noon o'clock hour, the noon hour. I'm sure he'll talk about competition.
You are making
again.
That a thing. All right. You know I'm going to start saying it more just to get on your nerves.
Wide receiver and running back are on the list for me because if you get really good competition there, you can't help but be better. But I'm going to throw linebacker in there now as well because I think it's going to become an ongoing thing with this team, you know, what the linebacker rotation looks like.
All right. Yeah, no, I think that you're right in that regard, and I pull up the depth chart just to remind myself of who you have in that space. Obviously, Azeez, Henry, Toto, you know, Christian Harris, EJ Speed are the names you know. Nick Neiman, I always forget how to pronounce his name. Apologies to that man, a free agent that you signed who last year played for the Chargers. Aren't you proud of me that I didn't say Clippers? Who last year played for the Chargers. He strikes me as dude who is here to be special teams guy. However, right, will he be in a place where you need him at some level of depth? And then Jake Hansen played. Jamal Hill. Jake Hansen did play, but I think it very much felt like a cool, you can play, however, we don't want you to if you don't have to. But it does feel like you have a linebacker core that is solid enough, especially with at least three guys outside of Christian Harris that I'd be comfortable starting and then having a couple of guys that I feel like I think would be strong enough to fill in a pinch. So I
but
hear
the competition is going to be big there.
I hear you that the competition is big, but I feel like the hierarchy of stratification of that position is in a place where I'm already fairly comfortable to where it does not hit me as like most important. But I hear what you're talking about there.
I think the most important part is what's up with Christian Harris, though. Like, is he because I felt like going into last season, he was like the starter, right? He was the guy
projected to be a star.
That's what I'll say, especially after that playoff game.
Yeah.
And now it's like, man, is he going to start this season or is EJ Speed going to, you know, step in? And so I think that's the competition we probably looking at.
And here's why I said wide receiver and running back. If you have great competition there and all of a sudden we're out of training camp and we're saying, man, look at Xavier Hutchinson. Yeah, but I thought they had, you know, whomever, you know, that was penciled in. That is going to elevate the wide receiver room. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, John Mechie. What if all of a sudden we're like, hey, you know, and I know we've done this twice, three times already. You know, he's looking pretty dang good. That's going to elevate everything at the wide receiver.
100%. I think wide receiver is the place that I agree the most with. Mm-hmm. I think that is the place outside of like the incredibly obvious, which is offensive line.
Yeah,
like,
outside of that.
All caps, neon, flickering signal, all that. But yeah, wide receiver is absolutely that because for me, remember, take yourself back 11, 12 months ago when we're looking at the wide receiver room and we're like, oh, look at all of this depth. Mm-hmm. You got to a point where once Stephon Diggs was injured, once Tank Dell was injured, you looked around at that wide receiver room and you were like, actually, you're kind of out here with very little and Nico Collins almost standing alone. Now, yes, dear listener, that does fall very much on Bobby Slowick and the offense that he had these guys running. Mm-hmm. However, if you have better competition and that competition raises the boats as competition is wont to do, you end up in a place where do you then have not just, you know, your starters or six wide receivers or what have you, but do you have five, six guys that you feel comfortable running out here to give you a level of production that, you know, that would be comparable and allow you to compete on any given day? I think that's the big distinction when we start talking about depth, at least from my perspective this year. Last year it was depth, and hey, these are guys that you know that you feel like have the possibility of producing.
Sure.
I would like to get to the place, and maybe this is a, you know, fool's errand, this is foolhardy, what have you. Give me five dudes that I feel comfortable putting out there at any given time, and then we're talking about real.
No, I agree. And I think shoulder to shoulder right there with wide receiver, to me anyway, is running back. You know, you've got Woody Marks, obviously, you know, a relatively high pick. And then, you know, who knows with Damian Pierce. If those guys get in, and hell, remember last year, British Brooks was all the rage. J.J. Taylor.
What happened to him?
He's still here. I think
remember, British Brooks got hurt later on.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And J.J. Taylor got some reps. If all of a sudden we're looking behind Joe Mixon, and you alluded to this, you know, earlier, and you're like, man, Dameon Pierce is giving Woody Marks all he can handle. That is the best development that can happen at OTAs and beyond.
I think I agree. I 100% agree with that. And I'm really interested to see what some more of these guys do. Some questions that came in here on the text line. Remember, 713-572-4610. Somebody said, can you, I believe this is Derwin actually, can you clarify the not practicing versus not in the building? Because Mixon not being in the building would worry them. I don't really have eyes on this. And you know what? I might send a text to see for somebody who's out there. However, again, leaning on Jonathan Alexander, who is one of the many folks who are out there at the bubble at NRG Stadium. The words that he used were non-participants. And so he said that he also hasn't seen Dameon Pierce, but that was 12 minutes ago. That doesn't necessarily mean, I don't know what that means, in fact, for OTAs. In fact, I don't, does that change any way how you feel if Dameon Pierce is not involuntary OTAs?
It would get my attention, but we haven't confirmed that one. The only two that were reported were Mixon and Christian Harris. I'll tell you one thing. Christian Kirk looks pretty dang good in that number 13.
Just like, okay.
In that number, he looks the part. Definitely looks the part.
Yeah, so we'll be trying to keep an eye on the things that come out of the first day of OTAs out there at NRG Stadium, including we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans and hopefully some other players later on in the program. Just getting going on a Wednesday here from the 832. No, Reggie is very right. Him, meaning Christian Harris, and Mechie are in cut me territory. Straight up cut. Interesting perspective there. And then also someone said, but the Chili's does count when we're talking about crossing off states that you've been to. The Chili's does count if you've had sex in there, which I think raises a lot more questions than it answers. We'll keep that going. What constitutes you actually having visited a state if you're trying to check those off on the map? All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about the Rockets because Raphael Stone provided more insight into their team building outlook or what seems like that. Do you agree with him? Plus, is this what the Spurs doing maybe making him changing the way that his words can be taken? 713-572-4610. We discuss that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.